When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Sharp hands, pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife as my heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears my heat, dear. So there's not a chance of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday mornings, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone, Mac the Knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river, I see my bag drooping down, and the cement by the way, dear, that you back east, back to town. Yeah, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And my feet spin like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tatri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line found on the right, dear. Now that my keys back in town.
And thank you, Satchmo. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting. And the song that Satchmo brought us is one of the most famous songs in world music. And that, of course, is Mack the Knife, or the Ballad of Mackie Messer from the Threepenny Opera. Now, the incomparable composer of that song was none other than Kurt Weill. And Kurt Weill led one of the most miraculous, though actually quite brief, careers in European and American music. And the idea that this gentleman could compose a song written for a rather louche, anarchic German pseudo-opera in 1928 and have it picked up not only by Louis Armstrong, of course, but Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, even a McDonald's commercial, just goes to the extraordinary reach of his particular talent. But today we're going to deal with Kurt Weill in Berlin, or more accurately, his early career before he set sail in 1934 to America. That will be another day. But today, let's listen to the wonderful, jazzy, anarchic, interesting melodies that made Kurt Weill such an important writer. Weill was born in 1900 in Dessau, Germany, and was classically trained and got swept up in the whirlpool of music and art in Weimar in the 1920s, and his first collaboration with the playwright Bertolt Brecht was the Mahagoni Songspiel, which yielded some great music. We're going to hear Lotte Lenya, who became his great muse and romantic partner throughout his life, sing a song, I think it's from the end of the second act, called As You Make Your Bed, So Must You Lie There. It's in German. You'll have to suffer it, but it's a great, great piece of music. And then we'll segue into all people, David Bowie, with another song from the Mahagoni Songspiel.
Meine Herren, meine Mutter prägte auf mich einst ein schlimmes Wort. Ich würde enden im Schauhaus oder an einem noch schlimmen Ort. Ja, so ein Wort, das ist leicht gesagt. Aber ich sage euch, daraus wird nichts. Das könnt ihr nicht machen mit mir. Was aus mir wird, das werden wir schon sehen. Ein Mensch ist kein Tier. Wie man sich bettet, so liegt man. Es deckt einen da keiner zu. Und wenn einer tritt, dann bin ich es. Und wird einer getreten, dann bist du. Denn wie Gesicht. Das Größte auf Erden ist Liebe, und an morgen denkt man da nicht. Ja, Liebe, das ist leicht gesagt, doch solang man täglich älter wird, da wird nicht nach Liebe gefragt. Da muss man seine kurze Zeit benutzen. Ein Mensch ist kein Tier. Denn wie man sich bettet, so liegt man. Es deckt einen da keiner zu. So liegt man, es deckt einen da keiner zu. Und wenn einer tritt, dann bin ich es. Und wird einer getreten, dann bist du.
Thank you. show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why.
For we must find the next whiskey bar. Or if we don't find the next whiskey bar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey, oh, you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have whiskey, oh, you know why. I'll show us the way to the next little dollar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
For we must find the next little dollar. Or if we don't find the next little dollar,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say must have dollar, or you know why. Oh, moon of Alabama, it's time to say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama and must have dollar, or you know why. Show us the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why. For we must find the next little girl. Or if we don't find the next little girl,
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Well, that may not seem like typical Broadway to Main Street fare, but, you know, we do celebrate theater music here, and there is a certain kind of composer who can set audiences, just reach them right, both in their heart and their brain simultaneously, and that has to be Kurt Vile. So we heard a little bit of two songs from Mahogany, which got repurposed as an opera in 1930. But at this point, we're getting to 1928, Vile hooks up with Bertolt Brecht, and Bertolt Brecht was from Augsburg, where Lotelenia was also from, and he was a nascent poet and playwright, and definitely had a very particular view of world affairs, which would make him, in my opinion, one of the two or three greatest dramatists of the 20th century. And he teamed up to adapt The Beggar's Opera, which was an 18th century play by John Gay, for its own kind of Victorian set, but still very, very, very Weimar. Can you say that? Very, very, very Weimar-scented look at the world. And here is Brecht himself. We heard from Louis Armstrong But let us hear Brecht himself singing the opening number from Threepenny Opera, the Moritat von Mecki Messer.
Trägt im Gesicht und Mecki, der hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht. An dem schönen blauen Sonntag liegt ein toter Mann am Strand und ein Mensch geht um die Ecke, den man Mecki Messer nennt. Und Schmulmeier bleibt verschwunden und so mancher reiche Mann. Und sein Geld hat Mecki Messer, den man nicht beweisen kann. Jenny Fowler war gefunden mit nem Messer in der Brust. Und am Kai geht Mecki Messer, der von allem nicht gewusst. Und das große Feuer in Soho, sieben Kinder und ein Kreis. In der Menge Mecki Messer, den man nicht fragt und der nicht weiß. Und die minderjährige Witwe, deren Namen jeder weiß, wachte auf und war geschändet. Mecki, welches war dein Preis? Wachte auf und war geschändet. Mecki, welches war dein Preis?
That was Bertolt Brecht singing his own lyrics to the Ballad of Mecki Messer from Threepenny Opera. Brecht's interesting character. I don't know if anyone saw the Hal Prince musical Love Music, I don't know, about 10 seasons ago, where he was embodied by the wonderful David Pitou, a terrific actor who did justice to Brecht. Well, we are doing justice to Kurt Weill today because on October 7th, Monday, October 7th at 8 p.m., the renowned Symphony Space in New York City is going to do an evening of Kurt Weill on Broadway. Now, we're celebrating Kurt Weill in Berlin, so this is the perfect thing, the perfect show to get yourself acquainted with Weill's European work, so you can dive in headfirst to his Broadway work Monday, October 7th at 8 p.m. with a stellar cast, including Melissa Errico. And we'll get back to that in a moment. Well, nobody knew back in August of 1928 how Threepenny Opera was going to fadge, as Shakespeare said, the strange mixture of 18th century British satire with modern German / jazz music, courtesy of Kurt Weill. But when the next song was played, the canon song, supposedly the entire audience knew they were in the presence of something very special. So we're going to hear two songs from Threepenny Opera. The first, the canon song from the off-Broadway revival from the 1950s.
Johnny joined up and Jimmy was there.
And George got a sergeant's rating.
Don't give your right name, the army don't care.
And the life is so fascinating.
Let's all go Barney, live off the army. See the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation. Or we chop them to bits because we like our hamburgers raw. Johnny drank up till he's got caved in.
And Jimmy did not drink tea.
And George replied with a right to the chin.
For the army is just a pink tea.
Let's all go Barney. Live off the army. See the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation,
oh, we chop up to bits because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny is missing, Jimmy is dead,
and George went crazy shooting.
But blood is blood, and red is red,
and the army is still recruiting. Let's all go Barney, live off the army, see the world we never saw. If we get feeling down, we wander into town, and with the population to greet us with indignation, hurry, chop to bits because we like our hamburgers raw.
I once used to think in my innocent youth, and I once was as innocent as you, that someone someday might come my way, and then how should I know what's best to do? And if he'd got money and seemed a nice chap, and his workday shirts were white as snow, and if he knew how to treat a girl with due respect, I'd have to tell him no. That's where you must keep your head screwed on and insist on going slow. Sure, the moon will shine throughout the night. Sure, the boat is on the river tied up tight. That's as far as things can go. Oh, you can't lie back. You must stay cold at heart. Oh, you must not let your feelings show. Oh, the first one that came was a man of Kent, and all that a man ought to be. The second one owned three ships down at Wapping, and the third was crazy about me. And as they got money, and all seemed nice chaps, and their workday shirts were white as snow, and as they knew how to treat a girl with due respect, each time I told them no. That's where I still kept my head screwed on, and I chose to take it slow. Sure, the moon could shine throughout the night. Sure, the boat was on the river tied up tight. That's as far as things could go. Oh, you can't lie back. You must stay cold at heart. Oh, you must not let your feelings show. Then one day, and the day was blue, came someone who didn't ask at all. And he went and hung his hat on the nail in my little attic, and what happened I can't quite recall. And as he'd got no money, was not a nice chap, and even his Sunday shirts were not like snow, and as he'd no idea of treating a girl with due respect, I could not tell him no. That's the time my head was not screwed on, and to hell with going slow. Oh, the moon was shining clear and bright. Oh, the boat kept drifting downstream all that night. That was how it simply had to go. Yes, you must.
That was the great Australian singer Robin Archer tackling the Barbara song from Threepenny Opera. Now, Threepenny Opera was an international phenomenon after it debuted in 1928. There were literally dozens upon dozens of productions around Europe in 1929, and it was recorded very famously, and the recordings went across the Atlantic. George Gershwin particularly loved the original, quote-unquote, Berlin cast album. It failed briefly in New York in the 30s. I think it ran a couple of months. But it had always been circled around as a great theatrical piece. And I had the pleasure of seeing it for the first time in 1977 in Central Park with a production revived by Richard Foreman with a slightly more, what would I say, accurate translation of the lyrics and fronted by a miraculous performer who played McKeith, the villainous highwayman, Captain McKeith, Raul Julia. So the cast album from that was not released for many, 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 many years digitally, so I'm happy to play it today. Here are two songs from that wonderful, for me, epic-making production of Threepenny Opera. Here is Ellen Green and Raul Julia to sing The Ballad of Immoral Earnings.
There was a time together, I and she. I had the brains, and she supplied the breast. I did her right, and she supported me. A way of life then, if not quite the best. And when a client came, I'd slide out of her bed and treat him nice and go and have a drink instead. And when he paid up, I'd address him, "Sir, come any time you feel you fancy her. The time's gone past, but what would I not give to see that whorehouse where we used to
away all day, but came the night he brought acquaintances to play. When I object, he knocked me headlong down the stairs. I had the bruises off and on for years. The time long passed, but what would I not give to see that whorehouse where we used to live?
Improved today.
When afternoons were all I had for you,
I told you she was generally booked up. The night's more normal, but daytime will do.
Once I was pregnant, so the doctor said.
So we reversed positions on the bed.
We thought his weight would make it premature.
But in the end, we flushed it down the sewer.
That could not last.
But what would I not give to see that whorehouse where we used
Is this a life for one of my proud station? I take it, I must frankly own, amiss. From childhood on I heard with consternation, one must live well to know what living is. I've heard them praising single-minded spirits whose empty stomachs show they live for knowledge. In rat-infested shacks awash with knowledge. I'm all for culture, but there are some limits. The simple life is fine for those it suits. I don't find for my part that it attracts. There's not a bird from here to Halifax would pick at such an appetizing fruit. What use is freedom in a world like this? One must live well to know what living is. The dashing sort who cut precarious capers and go and risk their necks just for the pleasure, then swagger home and write it up at leisure and flog the story to the Sunday papers. If you could see how cold they get at night with frigid wife beside them, climb to bed, and how they dream they're going to get ahead, and how they see time stretching out of sight. Now tell me, who would choose to live like this? One must live well to know what living is. There's plenty that they have, I know I lack it, and ought to join their splendid isolation. But when I gave it more consideration, I told myself, my friend, that's not your racket. Suffering ennobles, but it can depress. The paths of glory lead but to the grave. You once were poor and lonely, wise and brave. You ought to try to bite off rather less. The search for happiness boils down to this. One must live well to know what living is.
Well, Julia, from the 70s revival of Threepenny Opera. Well, Threepenny Opera, as I said, never worked really well on Broadway. In fact, it had three Broadway productions since 1930. 132 that crashed and burned, but off-Broadway loved it because it was just the right kind of sensibility. And in 1954, it was revived in an English translation by Mark Blitzstein, a great composer and lyricist in his own right, who was very much a protege of Kurt Weill's. And it launched many careers, not the least of which were Joe Sullivan, Beatrice Arthur, Charlotte Ray, Jerry Orbach, John Astin, many, many others. So here is, from that original cast recording, Bea Arthur and Joe Sullivan singing the Jealousy Duet, segueing into the one and only Lotta Lenya, who really, I don't know if she ever needed to cement her reputation as the greatest Weill performer in this particular production from 1954. So two selections from the off-Broadway famous production of the Threepenny Opera, music by Kurt Weill.
Come on out, you gutter lily, you. Show your legs and let's all see how pretty. I'm always glad to admire beauty. They're the thickest ankles in the city. You thought you could make a big impression on my Mackie.
Didn't I, didn't I?
Guess you never met his old friend Jackie.
Didn't I, didn't I?
Well, you kind of make me laugh.
Who would kind of make you laugh?
Who would want a stupid cab?
Who would want one stupid cab?
How, now there's a leg for you, so Mackie needn't beg for you.
Well, you better ask him.
Yes, you better ask him.
You better ask him.
You better ask him. Ha, 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 ha. Wear somewhere else.
I knew I would make a big impression on my Mackie.
Oh, did you? Did you?
You'd be pleased to know I've met his Jackie.
Have you? Have you?
Well, you kind of make me laugh.
Now I kind of make you laugh.
Who would want a big giraffe?
Who would want what big giraffe?
Oh, you are so pitiful. Imagine it, you're beautiful.
Bet you wouldn't ask him.
Certainly I'll ask him.
Go on then, ask him.
You better ask him.
A big, complete girl.
Him leave me falling, sweet girl.
Asinine.
Remember wise old Solomon, recall his history. He was the wisest man on earth, and so he cursed the day of his birth. He knew that all is vanity. So not much fun had Solomon. Now most of us might agree, we aren't much better off than he. His brains it was that put him on the spot. I thought that brains were good. Guess not. Remember Julius Caesar's fame. Recall his destiny. Of all the dogs, top dog was he. But his best friends did him in thoroughly. And all because top dog was he. He screamed au root. Et tu, ye brute. I hope you've got the moral now, but I'll spell it for you anyhow. His high position put him on the spot. Is it worth it to be top dog? Guess not. Into the fire as our MacKeith leapt from the frying pan. While he was tough and used his sense, he remained the pride of Swinland fens. Was every cutie's promised man. Then the poor dope went soft as soap. Forgot the things that he had won. He trusted us and was undone. His melting heart had put him on the spot. I was thinking about reforming. Guess not.
Guess not. Well, I would say guests for a lot of fun and interest in the European music of Kurt Weill. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and that's what we're celebrating today, is that great composer Kurt Weill's European career, really centered around three wonderful theater pieces, although he wrote quite a number of other smaller pieces and another opera called Silbersee, but the three pieces that have made it internationally and constantly revived on the American stage: Mahogany, the Threepenny Opera, and Happy End. Happy End is a show that I had the pleasure of seeing in, I guess, the 1970s. It was moved from the Chelsea Theater, which no longer exists, to Broadway, and it had a starred an interesting young actress from Yale who seemed kind of cool, named Meryl Streep, and it was the only Broadway production of Happy End, which was done in Germany in 1929, not terribly successfully, certainly not compared to Threepenny Opera. But boy, I love this production of Happy End. I thought it was the greatest. Sad to say, there is no really good English language recording of Happy End. Maybe someone will do something about that soon. But thankfully, we have not Meryl Streep, which would have been nice, but we have Patti LuPone, who'll do in a pinch to sing the great ballad from Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's Happy End, Surabaya Johnny.
I was young, I was just 16 then, when you came up from Burma one day, and you told me to pack up my suitcase, and I did, and you took me away. I said,
Do you work nice and steady? Or do you go sailing and roving out to sea? And you said, I have a job on the railroad. And baby, how swell it's all gonna be. You said a lot, Johnny. It was all lies. You sure had me fooled, Johnny, right from the start. I hate you when you laugh at me like that. Take that damn pipe out of your mouth, Johnny. Surabaya, Johnny. Is it really the end? Surabaya, Johnny. Will the hurt ever mend? Surabaya, Johnny, I burn at your touch. You have no heart, Johnny, but I love you so much. At first you were kind and gentle, till I packed up and went off with you. And it lasted 2 weeks until one day you laughed at me and you hit me too. You dragged me all over the city, up the river and down to the sea. Now I look at myself in the mirror. There's an old woman looking back at me. You didn't want love, Johnny. You wanted cash. I gave you all I had, Johnny. You wanted more. Oh, don't look at me that way, Johnny. I'm only trying to talk with you. Wipe that grin off your face, Johnny. Surabaya, Johnny. Is it really the end? Surabaya, Johnny. Will the pain ever end? Surabaya, Johnny. I burn at your touch. You have no heart, Johnny. But I love you. When we met, I forgot to ask you why they call you that funny name. But in every hotel on the seacoast, I found out and I loved you all the same. I'm tired, I'm worn out. The sea is pounding in my ears and I reach out my arms to hold you. You're not there and who even cares? You have no heart, Johnny. You're just no good. You're going now, Johnny. Tell me why. I loved you after all, Johnny. Like that very first day. Don't laugh at me no more, Johnny. Surabaya, Johnny. Is it really the end? Surabaya, Johnny. Will the hurt ever end? Surabaya, Johnny, I burn at your touch. You have no heart, Johnny, but I love you.
Well done indeed, Patti LuPone, a live performance of a great ballad by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht from a musical that really should be recorded in English called Happy End. Well, another song from Happy End was a sort of beer hall song. Happy End, oddly enough, is about a Salvation Army lass trying to reform a group of gangsters. Sound familiar? Yes, but it came out in 1929. And the Bilbao song was recorded by a lot of people, popularly as well as Mack the Knife. Maybe they thought they'd get a second hit. Anyway, here are two Bilbao songs back to back, the sublime to the effusive, shall we say. First, the jazz artist Cal Jader, and then Andy Williams with Kurt Weill's Bilbao song. Thank you.
minute soon, that old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. That old Bilbao moon would rise above the dune, while Tony's beach saloon rocked with an old-time tune. We'd sing a song the whole night long, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the greatest nights of them all. No paint was on the door. The grass grew through the floor of Tony's 2x4 on the Bilbao shore. But there were friends galore, and there was beer to pour, and moonlight on the shore. Sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the greatest nights of them all. That old Bilbao moon, I won't forget it soon. That old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. Sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the greatest nights of them all.
Well, what can be said of Kurt Vile, but he was the greatest, as Andy Williams says in his pop version of the Bilbao song. We are celebrating Kurt Vile's European career for, I guess, two reasons. On Monday, October 7th, there's going to be a terrific concert called Kurt Vile on Broadway at Symphony Space in New York City at 8 p.m. This is a good introduction to Kurt Vile's work. Secondly, it's my birthday, and I love Kurt Vile, so I'm playing what I like. I hope you enjoyed it as well. In 1933, Kurt Vile and his wife Lotte Lenya had to leave Berlin because of the oppression under Hitler and the uprising of the Nazi regime. And he sailed to America and changed the course of American theater music as well, having already changed the course of international theater music. Hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with his American scores in the not-too-distant future. His music and the lyrics of Bertolt Brecht have touched many people who are socially conscious and interesting in shaking the world up a little bit, and probably none more so than Nina Simone, who took the amazing song Pirate Jenny, which is set in, I guess, Victorian England, in the original 1929 score, and turned it around completely to say something about her people, African-American people in the 60s, and the world itself. I can think of no better way to end our first Kurt Vile broadcast than with Nina Simone and Pirate Jenny.
You people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town, in this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you could never guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night, and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. You toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, 'cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kind of staring out the window. And you say, what's she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship. The Black Freighter turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. Now, you gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, 'cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground. Only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? All the night through, through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air. By noontime, the dock is a-swarming with men coming out from the ghostly freighter. So still at the dock, you can hear foghorn miles away, and in that quiet of death, I'll say, and I say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the Black Freighter, peers out to sea, and on it is me.
is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.